We do have someone to come and visit us now, and it's Grantley Stevens.
The chairman
of Greyhound Racing in South Australia.
How are you, Grantley?
And hi, David. How are you? Hi, Malcolm.
G'day, Grantley. Now, we've got to nominate this. I mean, I talked about the Crows going to the southern area, but Grantley is a passionate Port Adelaide supporter.
Yeah, you can't blame him for that.
I think it's a great idea, but I don't think the state would allow it.
You think Tassie, they deserve it. They're a football state.
They certainly do. They're a football state. I think one of the four original footy states, and they should have their own team. Be great for the comp.
Now, Grantley, got a great communique from you guys, all your staff here, during the off-season, talking about upgrading Angle Park and greyhound racing in South Australia.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We're in a pretty strong position right at the moment, and we believe that with COVID and a few things that are happening, that it's a great time for us to upgrade and ensure that Angle Park will have the best track in Australia, if not the world. And so we're going to upgrade the infrastructure here. It's nearly 50 years old, and we think it's time, and just to make sure that the dog track's really safe and fantastic for our participants to watch.
We're talking with Chairman Grantley Stevens. Grantley, just the fact that the dogs and the trots and the races went on when nothing else is going, I mean, that kept Malcolm Blight sane for a long while.
I think it was
you kept
important.
Going.
It was very important that we did keep racing. I think it gave the public something to look forward to every day. There's a lot of positivity in the different communities, and obviously that included our country communities down at Mount Gambier and obviously at Gawler. So to have racing continue throughout the whole COVID period was fantastic.
Now, Grantley, syndication happened in most sports now, with the gallops and the trots and all that sort of stuff. Is it still happening? Is it happening more and more in the greyhound industry?
It is. We're certainly encouraging. We've actually got a staff member who's now concentrating on syndication. It's something that we want to get the netball crew and your old footy teammates or your old schoolmates to get together and have syndication. We think it's just great to get together and have a common interest. We're certainly going to be promoting it a bit more this year, and we're looking forward to some positive outcomes with syndication.
Oh, Sports Day SA.
Yeah.
Could that be the name of a dog? You're allowed to do that?
It could be. SEN should, or 5AA should definitely have one.
It is a great night. I mean, even looking around now here, there's a lot of people here.
Coming up
for a bite. And I think it's just a spectacular view. You can't get closer, can you, from the...
Well, you've got the best view
inside
in the house, David.
We have.
Now, Grantley, I just want to ask you now, we've been here for the SA Vic Carnival, which was fantastic. I know there's some issues with that now with the borders, but that was fantastic.
Yeah.
The Adelaide Cup night was outstanding. Yes. Just outstanding.
Yeah, no, our premium events are fantastic.
Now, I've got one for you. I don't know if you've thought about it, but I thought about it, and I reckon city versus country, while the COVID's on, get the trainers or the dog owners from the country versus the city. I reckon a little series of that. We'd come to that, David, wouldn't we?
Of course we would.
Oh, I love the way you think, Malcolm. I love the way you think.
We think he's got a bit of Rain Man, just a touch there, but he always thinks outside the square. Hey, we're going to stay on the night too, have a meal with you. And
fantastic.
A little half glass of red for Blighty.
You might get some tips from Todd later on.
We got Toddy coming on.
Again, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
It's amazing how many people ring me and saying, can I pass on Toddy's tips? He doesn't pick odds on winners. He picks things that are 10 to 1 or 15 to 1 ever go. We're going to take a break, though. Our guest here was Grantley Stevens. So step up into the all-new Kia Stonic SUV with an elevated ride height. You'll see it all. Darcy Short on the other side of the...
Sports Day for Kia. Step up into the all-new Kia Stonic SUV and Lumo SA. Energy from an Australian-owned company. That's Lumo SA.